faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman! Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Clark Kent is unaware that Lois Lane faces great danger as she tracks down a phony fortune teller, leader of an inheritance racket.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, I know that you fellows and girls follow the adventures of your friends in the comic strips pretty regularly. And nowadays, those comic strip characters are even more real and true to life because you're collecting those comic buttons in the new series that come in packages of Kellogg's Pep. First up, you get a close-up view of one of your favorites. You know, 18 different characters and all, old familiars like Toots and Casper and the Inspector and Barney Google and Pat Patton, Tess Trueheart, and Chief Brandon and Vitamin Flintheart, and Superman, of course. And the pictures are done up in full bright colors, too, on gleaming white enamel. Yes, sir, collecting Pep comic buttons is the sort of fun that lasts a long, long time. You're always looking forward to getting a new button whenever Mom opens a new package of Pep. And that's the only way you can get these swell prizes, you know. You can't buy them anywhere, and you don't send in any money, not even a box stop. But you get a comic button in every package of Kellogg's Pep you open. And do you get a load of super delicious eating? Why, your breakfast bowl full of Pep tastes so doggone sunny and toasty and crisp that, well, you just show me a fellow or girl who can resist it. Remember, gang, ask Mom to get you lots of P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
Suspecting that Miss Louisa, a poor and aging spinster, was being victimized in an inheritance racket, Lois Lane, reporter for the Daily Planet, went to see Zara, a self-styled seer or fortune teller who had predicted to Miss Louisa that she would fall heir to a great fortune. However, Zara had already been informed that Lois, posing as Miss Louisa's niece, had called on a lawyer who was supposedly the trustee for the old lady's fortune. Alarmed, Zara told the lawyer,
Miss Louisa doesn't have a niece, which indicates Lois Lane may suspect us and be trying to trap us. If she is, she'll regret it.
As we continue now, Lois has been ushered into a room which is draped with black velvet from floor to ceiling. A glowing crystal ball which stands on a table in the center of an indigo rug casts a thin, iridescent light through the gloom. There, Zara, a middle-aged man of average height, undistinguished except for his deep, rich voice and lustrous greenish eyes, greets the girl reporter who pretends to be awed and credulous. Listen.
You wish to see me, Miss Lane?
Why, yes, are you Mr. Zara?
I am Zara. Won't you sit down?
Thank you. The reason I came to see you is...
Let me tell you why you came to see me. It's about Miss Louisa Lane. Is that not so?
Why, yes. How did you know?
Zara knows everything, Miss Lane.
You mean that you've got spiritual, telephonic contacts with the stars and spirits and things? Is that it?
That is one way of putting it. Now tell me, what is it you wish to discuss with me in connection with Miss Louisa?
Well, it's about the fortune you told her she was going to inherit.
She did inherit it, didn't she?
Yes, I guess she did. But how did you know it was going to happen?
I am gifted, Miss Lane. When another person's spirit is in tune with mine, with an ability to forecast the future.
You mean that you just look into that crystal ball over there and you can tell what's going to happen?
Exactly.
Gracious.
Tell me, did Miss Louisa send you here?
Why, no, of course not.
How then did you learn about her inheritance?
Well, a letter from a firm of lawyers telling her about it was delivered to me by mistake.
To you?
Yes. You see, Miss Louisa and I have the same last name, and she lives at 125 73rd Street, and I live at 125 72nd Street.
I see.
So...
Then you are only an acquaintance of Miss Louisa's.
That's right.
You are not a relative.
Oh, no. The similarity in names is just a coincidence.
That's strange. Very strange.
What is? Our having the same last name?
No, something else. Something I see forming in my crystal ball here.
What's that?
One moment. The image is forming. Yes, I see it now.
Really? What?
I see an office. I see you and Miss Louisa there. And a man. He's a plump man with a little mustache. And he wears glasses.
The lawyer, Mr. Harris.
Quiet, please. You interrupt the mood.
I'm sorry.
I see you speaking to this man. You are telling him that you are Miss Louisa's niece.
No, I'm not. Did Mr. Harris tell you that I said I was Miss Louisa's niece?
Did he tell me? I know nothing of any Mr. Harris.
The plump man with the mustache whom you saw in the crystal ball. He must have inferred that I...
Oh, yes.
My, you're simply wonderful, Zara. Why, your gift is amazing.
Thank you, Miss Lane. Now that you have seen an exhibition of my powers, do you understand how I was able to foretell the great good fortune that was in store for our mutual friend, Miss Louisa?
Oh, yes, I quite understand, Zara. In fact, I think I understand everything.
Everything?
Oh, well, I mean about the crystal ball, of course, and your incredible powers. May I come back sometime and have you tell me what the future holds for me?
It will be a pleasure, Miss Lane.
Thank you so much. Well, I must go, but I'll be back soon. Perhaps very soon.
Anytime you wish. I'm at your service.
Thank you, Zara. And goodbye.
Goodbye, Miss Lane. I wonder... Nella?
Yes, Master.
That girl, Lois Lane, she's just leaving.
You wish me to stop her, Master?
No, but I'm not altogether sure about her. Tell Pinky to trail her and find out where she goes.
Yes, Master.
I have a peculiar feeling that she means trouble.
Unaware that she's being followed, Lois takes a taxi to the Daily Planet, where she enters Clark Kent's office and tells him everything that has happened.
And now, Clark, I'm positive that Miss Louisa's inheritance is a pack of lies, and that Zara and Harris are in cahoots to swindle her out of all the money the poor old dear has in the world.
Certainly looks like a racket, Lois.
Looks like? Why, of course it is. How else would Zara know that Miss Louisa was going to get a letter from Harris telling her she'd inherited $1.5 million?
Well,
I think we've got enough evidence on them to take to Inspector Henderson, don't you?
No, not yet.
Why? What more do we need?
First, we must be absolutely certain that Miss Louisa's uncle didn't leave her a fortune.
Oh, come now, Clark. You don't really think he did.
Well, I don't know, but we've got to be absolutely sure of the facts before we charge anyone with operating a racket.
But, Clark...
There can be no buts. We make a false charge, Lois. We all fall into serious trouble.
Well...
Look, I'll tell you what.
Yes?
According to the lawyers, Miss Louisa's uncle died in Johannesburg, South Africa. And his estate is supposed to be there, right?
Yes, that's right. The estate consists of the controlling shares in the Crescent Diamond Mine.
Okay, to confirm that, I'll hop right over there and check up.
You'll hop right over there?
Well, yes,
Where do you think South Africa is? Just across the river?
Oh, no, of course not.
No.
Well, what I mean is, I can contact the authorities there pretty quickly.
Well, even so, you can't get all the information you need overnight.
Oh, yes,
and Louisa promised to bring Harris her $1,250 in the morning.
No, that's
not... No, Clark. We've got to be on hand with the police to grab Harris when Louisa gives them the money.
Right, and I'll have all the information we need before Miss Louisa goes to see Harris tomorrow.
But you can't possibly...
I'll tell you I can.
But how
Please,
can you?
Please, don't let's waste time with questions and answers, Lois. Believe me, I know what I'm talking about, so let me do things my way, will you?
Oh, all right.
Meanwhile, I don't want you to take any chances, young lady. Will you promise to go home and stay there till I get back?
Get back from where?
From South Africa. Until you hear from me.
Well, I don't suppose there's any more I can do this evening anyway.
Of course not. Now, look, just one more thing. Do you still have Harris's letter to Miss Louisa?
Yes, I've got it right here.
Would you please give it to me?
Why? What do you want it for?
Oh, I don't know. Just that I may need it for something.
Well, okay. Here it is.
Thanks. All right, I'll be seeing
you. Wait a minute, Clark.
What?
Something just occurred to me.
Yeah?
You wouldn't be figuring to move in on my scoop story, would you, and move me out?
Don't be silly, Lois.
Well, I made you a promise. Now you make me one.
What?
This story is little Lois's, all her own. Promise.
Okay, I promise.
Okay.
Remember now, sit tight until you hear from me.
Leaving his office, Clark Kent hurries to the deserted storeroom, strips off his business suit, and stands revealed in the blue costume and red cape of Superman. Then, throwing open the window, he hurtles out. Up, up, and away! Leaping out into the late afternoon sky, the Man of Steel veers eastward, rockets across the great city and out over the vast Atlantic Ocean, bound for South Africa. What will he discover? Now, what of Pinky, the man who trailed Lois from Sarah's house? Has he reported back to his master? We'll find out in just a moment when we return for the tense climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Say, I had a nice letter the other day from one of the girls in the gang who's collecting comic buttons in that exciting new series from packages of Kellogg's Pep. And she writes about a club that all the fellows and girls in her neighborhood belong to. It used to be, just an ordinary sort of social club, but nowadays it's turned into a Pep comic button club. Sure, because the fellows and girls spend a lot of meeting time comparing notes and also trading duplicate Pep comic buttons with each other. And I think that's pretty swell because it's no end of fun collecting these nifty Pep comic buttons. You know, pictures of your funny paper favorites like Brenda Starr and Flash Gordon and Barney Google and Superman. What's more, these comic buttons are so easy to get. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. All you do is to make sure that Mom keeps you supplied with plenty of Kellogg's Pep and look inside the package for your prize. Look for some prize eating, too. Sure. Because Kellogg's Pep is loaded with that catchy sunshine flavor that really tickles your taste like anything. Yes, sir. Pep is called the Sunshine Cereal. It's crisp and fresh and golden toasted as can be. So remind Mom now to get you some more P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
As Superman streaked away from the Daily Planet bound for South Africa, a slight, thin-faced man, felt hat pulled low over his eyes, stepped into a phone booth in the lobby of the Daily Planet building and dialed a number. Now at the other end of the wire, Zara, the fortune teller, answers.
Yes?
This is Pinky. About that Lois Lane dame.
Yes?
I trailed it at a Daily Planet newspaper.
The Daily Planet?
That's right. And get this. I nosed around a little, see? And I found out she's a reporter for the Planet.
A reporter? Are you sure, Pinky?
Absolutely.
This is bad, Pinky. Very bad.
Yeah? Look, she's still up in the newspaper office. You want me when she comes out to, you know...
No, not yet. Not until I find out who has Harris's letter to Miss Louisa. That letter can send us up for 20 years.
Uh-oh. Well, look, I'll...
Listen to me, Pinky. You keep on Miss Lane's trail, understand?
Check.
I'll go right over to see Miss Louisa. If she's still got the letter, all right. But if she gave it to Miss Lane...
I get you, Sarah. If she gave the letter to the newspaper dame, then I do my stuff, huh?
That's right, Pinky. You have to move around. Keep in touch with Nella at the house. I'll join you as soon as I've seen Miss Louisa.
Okay.
And don't let Miss Lane give you the slip.
Don't worry, boss. She won't give me the slip. So long.
Stepping from the lobby phone booth, Pinky pulls his hat lower over his eyes and leans against the wall, his sharp eyes fixed on the building elevators in one of which Lois Lane must descend. If Miss Louisa has given the lawyer's letter to Lois, Zara said, Lois is due for trouble. We know that Lois did have the letter and that she gave it to Clark Kent, who as Superman is now far out over the Atlantic Ocean, streaking farther and farther away from Metropolis. What will happen now to Lois Lane and to Miss Louisa? We'll learn more in tomorrow's exciting episode, fellows and girls, so don't miss it. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Say, gang, just think of the circus of fun you can have when Mom sets Kellogg's variety out on the table at breakfast. Versus the business of picking out your own favorite Kellogg cereal from this handy white, green, and red package with the 10 individual packages. You'll take Kellogg's Corn Flakes or Pep or Rice Krispies or one of your other Kellogg favorites. And you'll have your own private box of cereal to open yourself. Then for Sister, there's the cutout doll on the bottom of the tray to dress up and play all sorts of games with. Don't miss out. Ask Mom to get you Kellogg's Variety. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.